A slum in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, was the setting for a surprise announcement today. The speaker was Andrew Witty, chief executive of pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline. The topic, the drugs made by the company for the treatment of HIV and AIDS.
We're now issuing voluntary licenses free of royalties, so with no charge to generic companies who can now get on and manufacture their versions of our medicines, if you will, and make sure there is maximum volume available. So we've done this previously for what I call first-line HIV treatment. This is the first line. It's been applied to a second line or a more advanced treatment.
What that means is that GlaxoSmithKline is waiving its patent rights on several key medicines, and that could mean cheaper drugs for millions of people living with HIV around the globe. Katie Athersuch is coordinator for the Stop AIDS Campaign UK. She's in Washington today. This sounds like good news, Katie. What do you think?
It's relatively good news, but this isn't really such a breakthrough announcement. Lots of other companies have already done voluntary licenses that Andrew was referring to. But the devil in the detail of the GSK announcement is not only that the voluntary license is for one company only, so it won't necessarily lower price, but also that this announcement has come on the day that the UK government has called on pharmaceuticals to join the patent pool being set up by Unitaid. And Witty explicitly said in the announcement that they would not be signing up to the HIV patent pool, which is, for us, very, very disappointing. I mean, to be honest, I definitely think it's a PR stunt.
Why don't you step back and just explain the patent pool, how it works?
Sure. So the international drug purchasing facility called Unitaid, which is based in Geneva but headed up by France, the UK, Norway, Chile, and Brazil, has set up a proposal to basically ask companies voluntarily to put their patents that they own on HIV drugs into a pool which would allow many generic manufacturers to make cheap copycat versions of those pills to sell in the developing world. And the other thing about the patent pool is that companies will then be paid a royalty fee from the generic manufacturers so that they also get a benefit from joining in with a proposal.
So you're disappointed, but is there something to be said for this announcement today? Will it save some lives?
It will definitely save some lives, and it's definitely welcome that they are looking to do more, particularly in relation to children living with HIV. But it's just a shame that when there's such a great proposal of the patent pool on the table that would really revolutionize access to treatment and see many more people accessing these drugs at an affordable price, that GSK has not come forward and endorsed the patent pool is very disappointing, and they could go a lot further, and we call on them to go a lot further. So it's overall, it's a PR exercise. Some lives will be saved, which obviously is very, very welcome, but more could be saved if they went that bit further.
Katie Athersuch is coordinator for the Stop AIDS Campaign UK. Thanks so much.
Thank you.